The bombing of the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center early on August 5, 2017, caused extensive damage to the building. But the five people who'd gathered there for morning prayers escaped unharmed. 7 months later, the FBI announced the arrest of three suspects, all alleged members of the self-styled White Rabbits, a small anti-government militia group based in Clarence, Illinois, 2 hours south of Chicago. A federal grand jury indicted 48-year-old Michael Harry, 30-year-old Michael McWhorter, and 24-year-old Joe Morris on explosives and hate crime charges related to the mosque bombing. McWhorter told investigators that he wanted to frighten Muslims into leaving the United States and let them know that they're not welcome here. The men were also charged with machine gun possession, conspiracy, and attempted arson for allegedly attacking a women's clinic in Champaign, robbing Walmart stores, and bombing train tracks to extort money from a railroad. McWhorter and Morris pleaded guilty in January, a few weeks before authorities transported Harry from Illinois to Minnesota. It was during that trip that federal prosecutors say Harry tried to flee from custody. The court filing yesterday does not offer any details about the alleged escape attempt, nor does it say where it happened. Harry was kept for several months at the Sherburne County Jail, which houses many federal detainees, including Harry's co-defendants. He was later moved to Anoka County. In a court filing Monday, Harry's public defenders asked a judge for a delay in the proceedings. They said Harry had been unable to review the government's evidence against him because Anoka County jail staff had put him in administrative segregation. Prosecutors say they do not dispute Harry's constitutional right to review the government's evidence, but they say he was put in segregation after he disabled a security device in his cell. Neither Harry's attorneys nor the Anoka County Sheriff's Office responded to requests for comment. Harry's trial is set for late September in St. Paul. Morris and McWhorter remain jailed as they await sentencing. They face a minimum of 35 years behind bars. This is Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.